Hi everyone, welcome to episode 8 of Latinx Expression. I am your host, Guadalupe, and today is May 1st. May 1st is a very important date in the college admissions world because it's National College Decision Day. So this is the day high school seniors have to make their final college and university decisions. It's a very exciting time for high school seniors, but it can also be a bit overwhelming just knowing that they're trying to basically decide where to go to college for the next 4 years of their lives. So today I'm going to talk to you all a little bit about the college admissions process from my perspective as a college admissions professional and tie that into my own college journey. So let's start from the beginning. Yours truly as a high school senior. Thinking of me as a high school senior sounds like a lifetime ago. I really have to just tap deep into my memory to remember some things, but what I can vividly remember are those moments leading to choosing my college. So for me, it was all just a gut feeling during the college visit to the University of California at Santa Cruz, also known as UC Santa Cruz, also known as just UCSC. And I still remember how I felt just walking around campus. I was absolutely amazed. You know, never in my life had I seen a place like this campus. To this day, I still believe my alma mater is one of the most beautiful places in the entire world. And I feel very fortunate to have had my college experience there. But once on campus, you know, surrounded by all the redwoods and taking trails to go to the academic buildings and overlooking the Monterey Bay, all those various things just basically sealed the deal for me. I knew when I visited that this is where I needed to be. But getting there was a whole year-long process, and that's exactly what I want to explain to you on now as someone on the other side, as a college admissions professional. So in college admissions, our work is very cyclical. So from late August to early December, it is heavy recruitment season. So this is when you're getting to know the class that you're wanting to enroll at your campus. And historically, pre-COVID, college recruiters attend college fairs, they present at high schools, they have college nights, and they attend numerous high school events to get the word out about their institutions and begin to get students excited about potentially enrolling at our schools. So this work is very busy, but it's also a lot of fun. But of course, recruiting during a pandemic has been a complete 180. We've had to just reimagine how to best connect with students in a completely virtual world, since obviously meeting in person with students and families was non-existent in 2020. But we did just that. So colleges and universities began recruiting through Zoom, hosting virtual info sessions and tours. You know, all virtual events kind of became that new normal, from just like virtual open houses to just one-on-one Zoom meetings with students. Recruiting just took a major shift this last year, but as professionals in this industry, we were quickly able to adapt and focus on finding those effective solutions for our new reality. So after recruitment season for college professionals comes application review and yield season. And this is basically from January to May for the most part. So application review is my all-time favorite because it's when I start seeing a lot of my efforts pay off from recruitment season. So I get to see students that I've connected with, submit their application, and I get a chance to review that application for college. So reviewing applications for college admissions is one of my absolute favorite parts of the work that I do because many students pour their heart and souls into their applications, and I just love reading their unique stories and admitting students to college just feels pretty good. So now let's talk a little bit about yield season in college admission. So what is that? So yield season is the time between the release of college admissions decisions to students and May 1st today, which is National Decision Day. So during this time, college admissions professionals tend to work with students on a more individualized basis to get students even more interested in enrolling at our schools now that they've already been admitted to our schools. So historically speaking, this is also the time when many families visit schools that their students have already been admitted to and attend, you know, all the admitted student events that the colleges host. But obviously, we're currently living in a COVID world, so many students and families just not get the chance to visit colleges in person or attend any, you know, in-person events at these colleges. But many colleges then hosted these virtual admitted days for students and just tried to give them a sense of what it would be like to be a student at those colleges, since many students did not get that chance to visit. But that leads us right back to May 1st, to today, the day that all students and their families and college professionals look forward to. So May 1st is the day colleges ask the admitted students to commit to a single school and reserve their spot in the upcoming class by paying their deposit. But as you just heard, getting to May 1st is a whole year-long process of dedicated work by admissions professionals. Right, so admissions professionals go through a whole fall season of recruiting, then they go through application review, and then they end the year through yield season, getting students that are admitted interested in actually enrolling into the colleges. But on the other side, it's also a year-long process for students and families. So let's take it back a little bit. At the beginning of my senior year, many years ago, I applied to 8 schools, 4 Cal States and 4 UCs. And if I remember correctly, I was admitted to 6 out of the 8 schools that I applied to. So I really didn't know how to just like narrow down my list and choose where I wanted to go. So for students that are still deciding where to go, my advice to you is just to follow your heart and follow that gut instinct. Because if it's the perfect fit for you, you will feel it just like I did so many years ago when I first visited UC Santa Cruz. So choose the college that is the right fit for you. Okay, so I found that a lot of students choose the college that their best friends are going to, you know, or the place where their parents want them to go to. Just remember that this is your journey. Embrace it and follow your heart. And to the high school class of 2021, all over the US and the world, congratulations. My heart goes out to each of you. You have graduated from high school in the middle of a pandemic and you've made it this far. So be proud of yourselves and look forward to your next journey in life. I am just in awe of your resilience. You know, no other senior class has gone through what you've all experienced this year. And you've managed to navigate everything on your own through online learning or maybe hybrid learning. And, you know, you've possibly experienced many days of Zoom fatigue, just like I know a lot of admissions professionals also have. But many of you didn't get the chance to enjoy all the fun aspects of senior year, you know, like homecoming and social events and the extracurriculars that come along with your senior year. You know, and some of you had to work to help supplement maybe your family's income, but at the end of the day, you did it, and that is no small achievement. So be proud of yourselves. Congratulations, class of 2021. You did it. Si se pudo. And now go commit to your schools. It's May 1st. Your next journey awaits. And lastly, I do want to give a huge shout out to all of my fellow college admissions professionals. Only we know all the work that goes behind the scenes to enroll our incoming class every year. And obviously, in the middle of the pandemic, it was a pretty tough year, but we did it. And once again, you know, your efforts don't go unnoticed. I mean, you've literally changing lives every single day. So congrats to us. It's May 1st. We did it. Another year for the books. All right. Y'all, goodbye. That's it for this episode of Latinx Expression. For future episodes, check out latinxexpression.com or listen in on any major podcast playing platforms. Be sure to follow us on social media. We are on Facebook and Instagram. Until next time, my friends, stay cool. It's May 1st. Goodbye.